Today's Hottest Music Hot 103, 935. Good morning. And Joey, a lot of excitement in the studio this morning.
Oh, I'm so excited, yeah. Dude. It is amazing. Like, especially to kick off a weekend. Like, how does this not, like, feel right for a weekend?
I know, and I see you, like, completely excited. You've been looking forward to this all morning long.
We get to talk wrestling, dude, and yeah. I'm happy.
This is you.
This is my heart
Your
right
happy
here.
Place.
Love it, especially for a Friday morning. Joining us in the studio, we are so excited to welcome into the studio with us. We have Cinta de Oro is in the building.
Yeah.
Good morning. Known as Sin Cara from WWE. Yes. Thank you so much. By the way, I'm admiring the nice bling you have. What is that? That's a belt, right?
Yeah, it's a belt. It's a replica of my International Open Challenge world title.
Okay.
Which I'm actually going to defend this weekend. It'll be me against Bobby Lee Jr. Whoever wins will take the title home, and I'm hoping to keep it in El Paso for a long time. So I'm excited about this event coming up tomorrow, May 24th, at the Boys and Girls Club in El Paso, Texas.
Very nice.
And we say in the heart of Segundo Barrio.
All righty, so, Segundo Barrio. That's
yeah, born and raised
there
myself. So pretty crazy.
What's it like to be able to perform in front of your hometown and in front of your crowd and just being there with the fans?
Well, it's great because I've actually got to do it a lot more often now. Before, when I was with WWE, obviously we only come here like once a year or every other year. I wrestle here at the Pan Am Center also for a few times, so I didn't get to work a lot for my hometown. But now that since we're committed to do one show every month at the Boys and Girls Club, I get to wrestle in all those days here in El Paso. So it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work also. You know, it's I want to put on the best show for the crowd, for the people. So putting the things together, it's not easy. But at the end of the day, for me, it's just something that I really enjoy doing.
And I saw also online they put you to work too. You were putting everything together. I saw on Instagram that they had them setting up chairs, yeah. And they got him setting up the ring. They got him doing everything.
So, you know, you're doing this tomorrow, but you're doing it for a good cause for the Boys and Girls Club, right?
Yes. The idea is obviously to raise funds for the club. It's a building that has been there since 1929.
Wow.
So obviously there's challenges in the building in every sense that we can talk about. So we're trying to help out. And, you know, now we have air conditioning. It wasn't working. Now it's working for the people that are going to be there. People ask me, like, is it going to be working? Yeah, we got him running yesterday. We want to thank the VA that helped us out, you know, to get him fixed. So I'm just happy that things are going well. And I do everything, you know, to clean the bathrooms, sweeping, mopping, whatever I have to do to get the show on, I do it. I don't care. I don't mind. I've done it since I was a little kid. I used to work at a funeral home with my family. So I'm used to all kinds of work. And it doesn't matter because I was in WWE that I can do this. At the end, like I was saying before, at the end of the day, this is for the people that they can have a great time. And I just want to continue working here in El Paso and getting Lucha Libre to where it has to be. You know, I love wrestling. This is what I've done all my life, and I want to continue helping out kids. We started a wrestling school also.
Nice.
Cinta de Oro School of Lucha Libre, and we started this week. You know, some of the guys that are already wrestling, they asked me, hey, can you train us? Can you help us out? So I'm trying to do the best that I can. I'm also preparing my son, which is 16 years old. He wants to wrestle.
Yes.
So it's like, if you want to wrestle, you got to do this full time and you got to start now. So
that's
he's starting
so
now.
Cool.
So we're excited about everything that's going on. And tomorrow is going to be an amazing show. We have, for the first time in our promotion, the women are going to headline the show.
Nice.
So I want to, you know, point out I have three girls, three daughters. So I want them to understand that, you know, anything in life is possible. And for me to have these two women have me in the main event is going to be awesome. It's going to be Miss Cat. She's a German-born wrestler. And Sakura from Ciudad Juarez. They're going to wrestle for the International Open Challenge world title. The women's
awesome.
Version of it. And it's not just a fight. It's a street fight.
Okay.
Chairs, bottles. Anything goes in that match. So whoever... You know, whoever has the best match is going to win, definitely.
That is amazing.
And this is taking place in El Paso tomorrow?
Yes, in
and
El
where?
Paso. 801 South Florence in El Segundo Barrio. If you come from Ciudad Juarez, you can cross, and it'll take you 3 minutes just to walk a few blocks. And if you come from the east side, obviously, it's in the middle of El Paso from the west side. If you come from Las Cruces, it's about a 35-minute drive. It's not bad at all right now. So
amazing.
Just come, enjoy yourselves, bring your kids. You know, we have a lot of kids coming out, and we had two shows already. We had two sold out shows, and it's been a lot of fun. So we're gonna have merch, mascaras, shirts, action figures, whatever people enjoy about wrestling, we're gonna have it there.
I gotta ask you, because right now Lucha Libre, the luchador right now is popular, and it's just there's this resurgence, especially in the and you know, when it comes to just the main popularity of it. What's it like to see so many of these luchadores kind of taking the main stage nowadays, not just in the WWE but in other promotions, and not necessarily saying have they have to be in that promotion, but they're just making a name for themselves, and it's so amazing to see how much Lucha Libre is growing.
Exactly. I think for me, as I look at it in a different light now as a promoter. Yeah. Right? Before it was just go wrestle, do your thing. Now I have to, you know, look at the details, the little things. How can we make the product better? How can we? Can I help my coworkers or my luchadores that are with me to make him better and give the people a best product? And I think social media obviously helps a lot nowadays. Nowadays, when I was coming up, I remember that I spoke with Hector Rincon, who was Eddie Guerrero's best friend here in El Paso. I was like, hey, you think you can give a video to Eddie so he can help me out and so I can get a tryout with WWE? Now, kids, you know, they become viral in social media, and I think that really helps a lot with everybody has a phone now. So we're connected in that sense, and obviously your talent is gonna speak for yourself. And in this case, I think nowadays with kids, they understand the value of social media. They understand the value of people seeing you, even if they don't know you. So I think it has been a big resurgence, especially because now that we're trying to do our show, I speak for myself. I try to do the best product that I can. It's not just about renting out a gym, putting a ring and wrestlers. That's it. No, it's more about that, the experience. What do you want to get out of this as a fan? You know, I put myself in a kid's shoes, you know, as a little kid when I used to go to Lucha Libre in Ciudad Juárez.
Yeah.
What did I remember of was fun for me? And the best thing for me was to get into that wrestling ring.
Oh, man.
When the wrestlers, when there was a little break and where something, nothing was going on, that they would let you get into the ring and feel the ring and the ropes. So that's what we try to do, have the kids have an experience, you know?
That actually takes me back. Remember a time, there was an event in El Paso one time that you and I went to, Jackie, and there was a wrestling ring. And remember told you, I was like, dude, there was nobody around.
You wanted to get in that ring so bad.
I just wanted to run in there, but security came and stopped us. But I'm like, okay, get your camera ready. I'm going to run as fast as I can. Keep in mind, this hasn't ran fast in like 10 years. So I was like, I'm gonna run, take the picture, and I'm gonna just jump out before security gets me. But I just that thing, like all of us that love wrestling, is always like, I wanted just to get into the ring to experience that.
And
so amazing.
And we want that for, you know, the kids. The best memories as a kid was when I used to go to the Lucha Libre shows with my grandfather, with my dad, with my family. So we want to have those experiences with kids. And tomorrow you can get your tickets at cintadeoro.com.mx. And they're starting at $10, man.
Oh, $10. That's
perfect. Good deal.
And first row, you want to guess first row, $35.
And you know what? This is also amazing for families who are not from this area that are maybe down here for graduation. This is an event to take your family out to go check out, get the experience, the culture in our area.
And by the way, I do got to make sure we give a big shout out. I got to give a shout out to Monica, who's here in the building.
Yes, she's a legend. I'm sorry, Monica.
And Cruces and El Paso know.
Like, what did I tell her? I'm sorry. I feel like I already know you. I don't. It's the first time I met her, but like, she's legendary. Come on, girl.
You can't be in the front of a microphone and not talk. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
She has a hotline now. Luchador's hotline. <I'm
joking. laughs> Monica, you know, we were talking about this, and this is such for a great cause, especially for the Boys and Girls Club. Just talk a little bit about just all the heart and soul that goes into helping this out.
So, you know, they used to have brick and mortars for the Boys and Girls Clubs of El Paso. They no longer have those. The chapters live in the actual elementary schools across the city. So it's a great program. And what we're also doing, people need to keep in mind that we're not there for free. We're actually paying them like monthly rent to be there to help them out, from air conditioning to repairs to the building to staffing to the programming for the kids. They also have a scholarship program that we're going to be funding for the end of the year. We're going to be giving out 10, hopefully more scholarships for the summer camps of 2026.
Wow.
Our collaboration and partnership with the Boys and Girls Clubs of El Paso is not just short term. It's not just here, just a thing that we're doing for 2025. No, this is a continuing partnership until we can no longer do it anymore. It is a great cause. Over 12,000 kids are helped out each year. And in Segundo Barrio, it is the lowest income bracket in the city of El Paso. But apart from that, it's about giving these kids hope, showing them that they do have options and alternatives to a lifestyle, or maybe, you know, they come from a broken home or just a humble home, but their current status does not determine their future. So we're there to inspire and to have a little fun. And a portion of the proceeds does help out the Boys and Girls Clubs of El Paso. So yes, tickets start at just $10. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
If you're looking to get away, but you know, we can't get out of Texas. Make it a little bit of a staycation and head over to El Paso. Visit us.
Yes,
Either stay there, stay downtown, or you know, come back home.
And it's just it's
a core memory, Joey.
We spend a lot of time going to El Paso. I mean, Jackie, you've mentioned many a times you're always there. Like every time I'm talking to Jackie, it's like, hey, where are you at? Oh, I'm in El Paso. Like, okay, I saw you 20 minutes ago. What's going on? But it's so amazing. And also for our, you know, like Jackie had mentioned earlier about, you know, with graduation weekend and looking for something to do with the families, go out there and go have a good time.
Oh my gosh, yes, and help out a good cause.
Yes, a really good cause.
You guys are gonna have to join us.
I mean,
Joey, Jackie,
I'm you tell me when I'm ready to make my Lucha Libre debut one day.
Oh, well.
You gotta start training now then.
Okay. I'm looking at the calendar.
I don't think you have a chance, Joey.
I'm looking at the calendar
as
right
your
now.
Friend.
I know. I'm looking at the calendar. If you could show me the year 2026, I should be ready. Okay?
You got it. Definitely.
Oh my gosh.
You know what we're also doing that's a lot of fun, and we're just putting it out there. We're also doing birthday parties.
Okay. Okay.
So instead of going to your, you know, local pizzeria kind of thing, we are offering the birthday packages. So you and your group get to hang out, meet the wrestlers, a private meet and greet, and then we get your birthday person in the ring, give them their mask, goodie bags. Oh, it's a whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You guys are doing so much.
Or if you want a private show, we can do a private show also. I've gotten a few calls that people want to, for a birthday party, they want to have an actual wrestling show, complete show. We do all kinds of stuff. So I'm just, you know, very happy and excited that everything, you know, that I love, it's working out. And I want to thank everybody that's come out to see this show the past 2 months, so it's just been exciting.
Man, there's just such an energy in this room right
there
now.
Is.
It's
so
amazing, and we love it. Thank y'all so much for coming out here. Of course, we appreciate y'all. Again, break down the details for this Saturday as far as what's going to be going on, so that way people can head on out to El Paso tomorrow. Well,
we have Metallic. He used to wrestle with me in WWE. Coming out here. He lives in Florida. He's coming out. He's actually getting in today, because tomorrow we're gonna have a seminar in the morning with him. Whoever wants to join us for the seminar, you can go to our social media at Cinta de Oro Promotions, and you can get all the information, or at cintadeoro.com.mx, and so you can get your tickets. $10. First row is $35. Come out and join us. Have a great time. And it's going to be also Galeno del Mal. Galeno del Mal, he's a young coming wrestler, but he's working a lot in Japan. And he's going to leave in a couple weeks to Japan for 5 months.
Yeah.
So we're lucky that we got him here tomorrow, and we're just excited that everything's going on. We have a lot of talent here locally also. Flama Roja Jr., he's going to make his debut with us. Rafa Jr. estará con Ilao.
Okay.
Bobby Lee coming in from León, Guanajuato against me for the world title. We already had a match in his city. And that was a tough match that I had with him, but
and now you're back in your
now it's my turn here in my city.
So
obviously, you know, it's gonna be a lot of fun for everybody. We're gonna sell burritos, pizza, all kinds of snacks, everything that you can think of. Cerveza, beer. If you guys love beer, Old Sheepdog Brewery is gonna be joining us. You know, they're one of our partners. So we just, you know, all kinds of things for everybody.
Man, we can't wait. It's going to be a great time. And of course, anytime you guys have something going on, of course, you're always welcome here.
Thank you.
Right here on Hot 103's Big Show. We always look forward to you guys coming out here. And of course, anything you guys ever need, of course, we're here for you guys. And, you know, we hope this make this your home as well, to come on by anytime you guys ever need something.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for opening your doors. And we're excited. Hopefully, you guys can come and join us. We would love to have you there, and so you guys can see the atmosphere, what's going on. And also, one more important thing, amigos. We have air conditioning now, which is great.
That is amazing. So
that's the important thing.
Yes.
With those temperatures getting ready to get hot, getting ready to get those triple digits, you know, we're going to make sure we got that air conditioning. Of course, for those that are just tuning in, of course, we have Cinta de Oro joining us, a big event that's going to be happening. As a matter of fact, make sure you guys keep it locked, because coming up here in a few, we got actually a pair of tickets we're going to be giving away.
Yeah.
So we're going to be getting somebody on this guest list to go and check it out and go have some good time. So again, thank you so much for joining us and being on the show. And we'll make sure to get all the details on our website, hot103.fm, as well as on our Facebook page. Go and like us today. Again, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.